Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Ilan Ishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah on Chavav and Aleph, top line. Today is Daf Chavav. More Kinyanim, and hopefully some of the ideas behind Kinyanim will get fleshed out today. So it says in the following Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Nechasim Sheyesh Lehem Achrayas, Nechasim that have Achrayas, which means land, because land is something that if you ever owe money or ever owed money, land could always serve as a substitute. So in that sense, it has Achrayas. And some say that we specifically didn't say the word land, we specifically term it Nechasim that has Achrayas to tell you it's not just land. If it's attached to land, a tree, a flower, it all has
a house.
It all has the value of achrayis, and therefore it's not just karka. It's everything that's attached to karka, and that's why it's termed this way. So nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis, nechasim that has achrayis, nicknam bekesef, shtar and chazaka, can be acquired with kesef, shtar or chazaka. Sheein lehem achrayis, if it doesn't have achrayis, meaning it's immovable. So therefore, it could get lost or stolen or destroyed. So I can't use that as a collateral for anything because it might not be here tomorrow. That ain't nikdin ela b'mashicha. That can only be acquired with mashicha. What's mashicha? Pulling it toward you and acquiring it that way. Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis. Nikdim im nechasim she'eish lehem achrayis. Nechasim that don't have achrayis can be purchased, can be acquired together with nechasim that do have achrayis. For example, because of shtar b'chazaka. So if I'm buying your land, and on the land is a bottle of wine, I can acquire that bottle of wine by virtue of the fact that I'm buying the land. V'zokikin es ha-nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis lishava aleihem. And by the same token, normally there's a halacha that there's no swearing on land. Why? I'm not sure. There's no, maybe people know that, a psukim. There's no swearing on karka. However, if you're going to be buying the land together with metaltalin, and we can make you swear on the metaltalin, we can make you swear on the land as well. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Now, the something that I said this, I alluded to this yesterday, but this Mishnah, we'll see a machlokas and achronim about this in a minute. We're not talking about the purchase price. Of course, most people, samatana, no one's giving away land for free. And just because I write a piece of paper, I'm hereby selling the land to you, and I give you the piece of paper, which we're going to see could be worth nothing, that doesn't mean you paid for it. All that means is you will kona it. It's a very, like I said yesterday, as Americans, we don't have this concept in America that you acquire something without paying for it. That's not. No, we don't. Because you have to pay for it. But you acquire something, the acquisition, the kinyan, is shtar, chazaka, or kesef. So what does that mean? You have to pay the full price? Or you could just give a dollar. And either you owe the rest, which you certainly do, but the kinyan will be transferred. That's a machlokas we'll have in a few minutes. So Tosfos Midrash asks, what about chalipin? Why isn't chalipin mentioned here? Chalipin, you can purchase, you can use a chalipin as a kinyan for items. Why is the chalipin mentioned here? So it's good for karka. So he says, because the Mishnah wanted to mention only things that don't work by metaltalin. You cannot acquire a bottle of wine or a pencil with kesef. That's not a kinyan. Paying for it? That's a different story. That's a different story. I don't have to give you things for free. But what affects the kinyan? What changes the ownership? Not kesef, not shtar, and not chazaka. Khalifa could do it, mesira, hagva, mashicha, all these things could do it, but not the other ones. Okay. Also, if the item that you're transferring with chalipin is worth a shava pruta, then isn't that really kesef? That's just a barter. If it's worth less than a shava pruta, what kind of kinyan is that? It's called kinyan chalipin. But if it's worth a pruta, it's kesef. So my value is worth less than your value, so what? I could do that. Okay, so that's okay. Next, kesef minolon. How do you know that kesef can acquire karka? Amar chizkia. Chizkia said, amar kra, because it says in the Torah, it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Sados b'kesef yiknu. Okay? That you can acquire a sado with kesef. So everyone asked, what about kicha kicha Mr. Ephron? That was also kesef. Oh, we're putting a pasuk from Yirmiyah. What about a pasuk from Torah? Right? Next 2 weeks, two weeks in the parasha. Why are we bringing this pasuk? So Tosfos answers because that Ephron was a guy. So with a guy, what else? Well, you can make a kinyan without kesef. No such thing. Of course, with a guy, it has to be kesef. There's no shayla about that. The question was, not goyim. Okay, they don't understand the concept of shtar and kinyonim and the acquisition and the moment of. No. So what's going to work? Only kesef. What about if it's not a guy? That's the Gemara's question. Okay. The ema ad the ikashtar. So who said that kesef is going to be good enough to acquire land? Maybe you have to have shtar also. Dixiv, because it says the kasef basefer v'chasim. It's the same pasuk that said that he acquired it with kesef, but he also seemed to have acquired it with shtar as well. So the Gemara says, no, iksiv yiknu lebasof. If the pasuk would have ended off with the word kinyin kidika marta, you'd be right. Hashta dechsev yiknu meikara. So now that yiknu was not mentioned at the end, it was mentioned at the beginning, and it's just a it's just telling you that kesef kani. What makes the acquisition is kesef. Shtar raya ba'almahu. Shtar is just a proof. It's not a kinyan. It can be a kinyan on its own, no question about it. But if the kinyan is kesef, so they're having a shtar for. It's just to prove this took place. It's just a raya. Right? There's two kinds of shtars. There's a shtar that transfers, that changes something, like a get, that changes the situation. And then you have a shtar, it's just to prove what happened. Like this. I'm selling you my land, I don't want anyone to have any problems, so write a shtar. That's all. Okay. Now, the big question is, do you need the cat for kesef? Do you have to give the full amount in order for the kinyan to work? You have to give the full amount of the land? You have to give the whole $1 million or not? So it's a machlokas rishonim. The Ran, the Ritva, the Ramban, they say no. No, you do not have to give the full amount. Okay, kesef, I'm buying land from you. So do I have to give you the full amount for the kinyan to work? So these rishonim say no. I have to give at least a pruta. If you don't give less than a pruta, you didn't give kesef. You have to give a pruta. Like I said, owing the money has nothing to do with the kinyan. Paying for something and being kona something are two separate things. There's a kinyan, and then we had an ownership transfer with a kinyan. I have to give the full amount. So no, you have to give the full amount. You have to give a payment. Kesef. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, passes that way. In Chosh Mishpat, Kuf, Tzadik, Sif, Beis. Right. So that could be a separate inyan about having proof that I owe you the money. In other words, I owe you the money. That doesn't mean I wasn't going to the property. If the agreed upon price is $1 million. Exactly. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes that way. That's what these Rishonim say. The kesef isn't given as payment. It's given as a kinyan. Okay? That says the Bach. That's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. Kesef isn't given as payment. I owe you $1 million. I gave you a dollar. It's not payment. What is it? It's kinyan. It's a big machlokas. What's his raya? That it's payment? That it's a kinyan and not payment? Because that can be Mekadosh an issue with kesef. It's not a payment. What is that? I'm not paying anything for her and buy her. What is it? It's a kinyan. It's a very difficult concept for us to swallow because we don't have this in America. It's not a kinyan, right? I mean, Mekadosh an isha. So you give her a ring. What, you bought her? Like you bought a piece of property? No. What is it? It's a kinyan. So if I tell an isha, I'm a bekaj with $1 million and I give her a dollar with halacha, she's mekudeshes. Why? I'm buying her. Same thing over here by land. If I say I'm buying this land for, we agree on $1 million, I give you $100 down payment, it becomes mine now. The rest, the money, so it's a separate thing, I owe you the money. Didn't affect Kenyan at all. The Sma argues, he says no, that the partial payment has the din of payment. I'm not sure what the nafka mina would be. He has a din of payment, just like the Ephron, that the payment was, that the kethef was given as payment. So the Nesivos asks, what's the smart talking about? We just said that we didn't learn Kenyan kethef here from Ephron, because that was by a guy. So what's he talking about? That the Kenyan is payment like a stay Ephron. It's not payment, it's a Kenyan, right? We learned it out from Basaros Kesef Yiknu. So that's a fundamental machlokas between the Bach and the Sma, how you learn Kesef Kenyan, Kenyan Kesef. What is it? Is it a Kenyan or is it payment? The Bach says, and the Taz says, it's a Kenyan, just like Yirmakadish and Isha, and the Sma says, no, it's payment. We had a kasha on the Sma. What's the Sma's reason? Because it's Stay Ephron, but we don't learn from Stay Ephron. Stay Ephron is by a goy, different rules by a goy. So what's going on? So the Avnei Meluim says, there's a Rashi that says that Kesef, it's not here, this Rashi, it's in the Tikvog Metzia, Kesef works for Metaltalin the same way that Hektish is redeemed for Kesef. And that's a payment, and therefore it is a payment. What's the Kasha by Isha? And I'll have to answer that Kasha somehow, and it's a big machlokas. Rishon Zalman Meltzer points out, he has a whole Torah, that this machlokas is really machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. So machlokas we've shown him, how you view Shtar Kesef. Okay. Amar Rav, says Rav, Lo Sharel Makom She'en Kosef Nes HaShtar. That's only true that what? That Kesef will work by itself. That's only in a place where they don't write a Shtar. Aval B'makom She'en Kosef Nes HaShtar. But if it's a town where everybody writes a Shtar, then lo kani, it's not gonna, the Kenyan will not take effect until you also write the shtar. Why? Because it's the understanding between the parties. It's always gonna be a shtar. So until there's a shtar, there's no Kenyan. I paid you full price, it doesn't make a difference. The shtar becomes part of the Kenyan. It's not being taken under a banan. So you need kesef, and if it's a town where they always write a shtar, you have to write a shtar. But the parish, if you specify we're not gonna have a shtar, then you don't have to have one. But if you don't say anything, Mistama, and it's a town where they always write them, Mistama, that was the intention of the parties, and that's gonna be binding. So there won't be a Kenyan until there's a shtar. No? Kiha, the Rav Idi Bar Oven, listen what he did. Kizav and Ara, when he sold land, Amar, he said, Iba'ina b'kaspa ikni. I'm going to tell you right now, either it's going to work with Kesef, or Iba'ina b'shtara ikni, or shtar, either one. In other words, both. In other words, I'm always going to be on top. Why? Ibiina bekaspa ikni. It's going to work with kesef. The ibiisu lemahader lo matisu hadrisu. Once you give me the money, you can't back out. There's a Kenyan now. Can't back. Oh, I changed my mind. I can't come up with the rest of the money. Whatever territory you're going to give, it's not going to work. The ibiina shtara. And I'm also going to say ikni. I'm also going to say that it has to be a shtar here. Because if I want to back out, I can back out. I can give you your money back, and I can say, but there's no Kenyan yet, there's no shtar. So that's how he used to do it that way, to make sure he got both sides. And what do you see? The bottom line is that if it's a town where shtar is also part of the deal, then shtar is also part of the deal. Ubishtar, next case was a shtar. Minolon, how do you know that a shtar is kona? Again, the shtar's not worth a thing. The shtar's not worth a thing. So of course it's going to be, unless it's a matana, of course it's going to be a payment. Again, unrelated to payment. We're talking about a Kenyan, the acquisition. How can they do that? I give you a shtar, I give you a piece of paper that says, I'm hereby selling this to you. Now you owe me the money, so you owe me the money. Menalon, ilay mishum dechzeh v'kasav v'sefer v'chasam v'aid edim. That's that same pasuk in Yirmiyah. Is that going to be the source? That shtar is a konet property. That can't be. V'amart shtar raya malmuhu. But you said that's only a raya. That's just to support that this happened. That pasuk teaches you kesef, not shtar. Ela mehacha, it's like 30 psukim earlier in that parak in Yirmiyah, right? The first pasuk was pasuk mem dalid. This is pasuk yud aleph. Ve'ekach esefer hamakne, ve'ekach esefer hamikna, es hachasum hamitzvah v'aksuvim es hagoloi. So the pasuk there, they took the piece of paper, and that was a kinyan. Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el b'shtar matana. That's only true if it's a shtar matana. Aval b'mecher, but if it's a sale, lo kana ad sheitin lo damim. It doesn't work until he gives you the money. So in other words, just because he gave him a piece of paper, it's not going to be koneh, you also have to pay for it. And that's a machlokas, you have to pay the whole thing, the down payment. Now, masiv of amnuna, b'shtar ketzad. But wait a minute. How are we having a shtar here? How does a shtar work? So the Braisa says, kasav lo on liyar, you write it on a piece of paper, o ala cheres, or on a piece of pottery, afal pi she'ein behem shava pruta, even if it's not worth a pruta, sedai mechurulach, sedai nesunulach, harezem mechur v'nesuna. It's given over. Nothing about money at all. You came with this new rule. I've been saying all along that kinyan and money have nothing to do with each other. Right? You give the kinyan without giving the money. All of a sudden the Gemara comes along and says, the shtar doesn't work, you have to give money. Says, no, what are you talking about? All you have to do is give a shtar. Right? How could Shmuel say that you have to have cash also? That's not a requirement of a kinyan. Shtar is enough by itself. So the Gemara says, who mosiv la for whom a farik la? No, we're talking about, he asked the question and he answered it himself. The mocher sadehu mipnei ra'aso. He sold the field. It was a junky field, a very, very, very worthless field, right? Normally, Shmuel holds, you cannot sell a field without a shtar, without kesef. You do need both. However, we have a braisa that says that you could do the field by itself with a shtar. Yeah, that's a field that's not worth anything. So he's waiting for the money. Who cares about the money? The whole thing's not worth anything. He just wanted to dump it, unload it. So for that, the kinyan will be chal even without the kesef. But normally, the kinyan will not be chal without the kesef. What? I know. One second. We'll talk about it in 1 second. Ravashi Amar Bimatana. Ravashi Amar Bimatana. 1 second. Ravashi Amar that Bimatana Bikesh Litnalo. Really, it was a matana. Really, the whole thing was a matana, so there is no money. The Lama Kasavlo. Why did he write Lashon Mecher? Why did he write like that? Kidei Liapos Es Kocho. So to give him teeth. In other words, this braisa was talking about a case either it was not worth much, so the guy didn't care about the money, or it was really a gift. He wrote him selling it to you. Yeah, he wrote him selling it to you. There is no money. It's a gift. But he wrote him selling it to you, so that if anyone ever comes and claims, hey, that land is mine, what do you mean? I bought it. I have a shtar that I bought it. Did he buy it? No, he didn't buy it. It was a gift. But when something is a sale, You like when someone wants to claim something against you, and you say, no, I got it as a gift from the other guy. Like, come on, it's really mine. Oh, you bought it from the other guy? Okay, now I back off. Right? That's how human nature is. When it's a gift, you think, why is he entitled to it? He got it as a freebie. Oh, he bought it. Okay, he bought it. So to over here. That's why he wrote that into the shtar. Really, it's a shtar mecher. Really, it was a matana, but he wrote it's a mecher. There is no transfer of cash. He wrote it's a mecher, so the guy should think, people should think that he really bought it, and therefore they'll leave him alone. They won't bother him that he's not entitled to that land. Now, which... What? Sorry. Now, the old Rishonim ask a question, which this question will explain what's going on here. So first of all, there's a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Not here, it comes up at the bottom over here, but there's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether or not Mida Oraisa Kesef is a valid kinyan for Karka. In other words, the actual kesef. It's a valid kinyan from a talpulin even. That's a fundamental machlokes. Rosh Lakish says no, Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Even if Rabbi Yochanan says yes, the takana was, you have to do a kinyan like this. Either meshicha or mesira. Why? Because the stuff is sitting in your house. I gave you $100. Now it belongs to me. Because kesef is a valid kinyan. Metaltalin. Kesef is a machlokas in the Gemara, in Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, is kesef a valid kinyan from metaltalin? We started off by saying, why is the chalipin on this list for karka? And we said, Tosfos said, because we're only talking about things that don't work by metaltalin. What about kesef? That's a machlokes. Rish Lakish says, no, what kind of kinyan is kes? It's not a kinyan from Taltalin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it is a kinyan. But the Chachamu goes there, Mashiach Masira Hadba. Why? Because, let's say I buy the bottle of wine from you, and it's in your house, but I paid you for it. So who owns it? I do. So you have no incentive to be shomer it. So if it gets stolen or lost, what do you care? You got the money for it. So to encourage people to watch the items, they made a rule. No, yeah, midaraisa the kesef might work. Midarabanan, we're gonna have to not let it transfer until there's a kinyan. That way you'll guard it so that I shouldn't lose it out. I shouldn't lose out. Okay. Now, why does the Mishnah only mention Mashiach? Well, on to the next topic now. The next topic was that if it's metaltalin, oh, you know what? We'll save this question for two more minutes. Okay. Ubichazaka. I'm sorry, back in the Gemara. Chazaka. How do you know that chazaka works for a kinyan, for karka? Menalan. Amar chizki. Amar kov. Veshavu bo areichem asher tefastem. That they were, this is by, is in the Navi, by Yirmiyah again. Bama tefastem. How did they go back to their land? Be yeshiva, by dwelling in it. In other words, it's a kinyan chazaka. Deveri b'shmol tana. V'yirashtem osa v'yishaftem ba. That pasuk is also, that pasuk is in Devarim. But may yirashtem, how do you yarshin? How do you acquire land? Be yeshiva, with sitting in it, meaning with a chazaka. Then the Mishnah says, v'she'ein lehem achrayis ein nikn ela b'mashicha. If there's no achrayis, you can only acquire with mashicha. Right? Minalan, how do you know? Diksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'si simkaru mimkar la'amisecha, o'kana miyad amisecha. Davar hanikna miyad liyad. Something that's handed over from hand to hand. Here are the reins. Here's the here it is. That's something that's given over from hand to hand. That is kinyan mashicha. That is the way to acquire movable property with mashicha. What about mesira and hagba? Oh, right. Mesira was handing over the reins. Mashicha is pulling it to you. So why is mashicha the only one? It's only one mentioned. This is mashicha. What about the rest of them? Why is Mashiach only mentioned? We'll answer, there's five answers to that question. Three answers to that question. Just one more, two more lines. Manalam Dixiv Kisimku O'Connor Rezekha David Miyad Yerochan Omar Dvar Torah Maos Konos. No, Rabbi Yochanan says really money will work from a tal to limb. Like I said, really Rabbi Yochanan holds money will work. My ikala meimar. So what are you going to say? What does Mashiach have to do with this? If money works, why is Mashiach here? So like I said, Tony Takata Durabana Katani. It's a Takana Durabana that money cannot work all by itself. Why? Because we're afraid if money will work and it's sitting in your house and I paid you for it, you have no incentive to watch it. Because it's not yours anymore. It belongs to me now. You got the cash for it.
Both.
So you need both, right? You need both. Now, how come Mashiach is only mentioned in the Mishnah? What about Mesira and what about Hagbah? So I said that yesterday we talked about acquiring animals. The same three kinyanim. Mashiach, Mesira, and Hagbah. Right? We said what's better, what's worse, what's the difference? So you see in the Pasuk, there's only a pasuk for Mashiach. So right off the bat, some Rishonim hold, Mashiach is the best. Why? It's the only one that's in the Torah. It's the only one in the Torah. The other two are not in the Torah. So why is Mashiach on this list? Why is only Mashiach here? So the Ramban says, of course, Mesira is a kinyan. Of course, Hagbah is a kinyan. No question about it. But Mashiach is picked because it's the Iker kinyan. It's the only one in the Torah. That's why Mashiach is the best. This, all this relates back to yesterday about what's the best and what's the worst and what's it. Mashiach is the best, says the Ramban. Why? It's only the only one in the Torah. The other two are really offshoots of Mashiach. Right? I could have to pull it. What if I just hand it over to you? What if I pick it up? Also good. But the Iker is Mashiach. Now.
Isn't Liyad Liyad more Mashiach than Mashiach?
What? So for that you need the second punch out of the Ramban. Mashiach is the only one, the only kinyan that transfers it to your rishus. Right? I can hand you a pencil. I didn't go anywhere. I can pick up the pencil. I didn't go anywhere. Mashiach, I have to move it. Even if it's a pencil. I have to move the pencil. Maybe I'm not moving it into my rishus, but I'm certainly moving it out of your dalaramas. That's why it's the best.
It's universal.
What? Oh, that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says universal kinyan. Why? Because most items are not crazy heavy. Most items are not crazy light. Average items, average things in the world. You have to pull it to you.
No, the other two items are only for animals.
What? No, I can do a bar and a pencil. Right? So, but I didn't take it out of your Rishus. So that's why Mashiach is better. That's why Mashiach is the best. Two reasons. First of all, it's only one in the Pasuk. Second of all, it's the only one where it transfers to a different Rishus.
I'm just thinking on the Pasuk.
Yeah. Yeah, so the words Kona Miyad HaMisecha imply Mesiva. I thought about that also. I'm not sure. There's a very, very, very gigantic Rav Haigon who argues that. That Mesiva is really the best, and the reason why Mashiach is in the Mishnah is because it's a Kal V'Chomer. If Mashiach is allowed, for sure Mesiva is allowed. Mesiva is the best. Why is Mesiva the best? Right, we've just been saying all along Mashiach is the best, so it's very, very long, it's very complicated. That's part of it, because really, giving over from Yad to Yad, we would think more makes sense to say it's Mesira, 100%. How he gets out of the Rishus issue, I don't know. It's still a Rishus problem. So that made a lot of... I didn't realize why Mashiach would be the best. Right? But first of all, it's the only one that's in a Pasuk. Second of all, it's the only one that changes Rishus. Okay? Okay. Fine. By the way, there are five other ways to acquire metalatl instead of the Me'iri. There's Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Agav, Kinyan Chatzar, there's Kinyan of the Kalim underneath, which is Kinyan Chatzar without a Chatzar. In other words, I'm going to acquire that book because it's in my note, it's in my knapsack. Your book is in my knapsack. So my knapsack has it's like a Chatzar. It's just a knapsack, not a Chatzar. A knapsack is a knapsack. But if it's in my knapsack, if it's in my chotzer, agav the car combined, chalipin, and the last one is selling the space underneath, which is again, same, it's all the same idea. It's basically agav, it's all basically dinav agav. Those are five other kinyanim. Fine. Okay, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbi Yochanan, that minat Torah, kesef is a valid kinyan. Just to make sure there's a shmira, midrabanan, you have to do another kinyan. So minat Torah, the kesef is going to transfer the item. Okay? Oh, so that's what we had. That's a big machlokas achronim. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not the entire amount. And you owe it. A pruta. It has to be a pruta. Otherwise, it's not kesef. What about the rest? So you owe the money. Come to Bez and the guy's not paying me. Doesn't affect the kinyan at all. Doesn't do with the kinyan. Okay. Next. Nechasim she'en lehem achrayas. Menahani mili. How do you know that nechasim that don't have achrayas, like a book, could be acquired with my land, I sell you my house, and there's a book inside, you own the house too, you own the book too, how do you know? Amar Chizkiyah, the Amar Krod says, V'yitin lehem aviyah matanos, that they, this is a, where's this pasuk? This is by, I think this is by Gedaliah ben Achikam, no, that was before, it was Gedaliah ben Achikam, that was before. V'yitin lehem aviyah matanos, this pasuk is in, Divrei HaYamim, that he gave, the father gave them a matanos, im ari mitzuris b'Yehuda, along with land. So along with land, you can acquire non-land. It's a pasuk in Navi. Ebaylehu, be'inan siburim, olo be'inan, olo. Does the book have to be on the land? Or could it even be somewhere else? Does it have to be on the land? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tashma, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, having nothing to do with anything, karka kol shehu, any amount of karka is chayevus pepeya, is chayev and peya, no matter how small, vivikurim, and bikurim, and velichto veleha prusbol, and any amount of land is significant enough to write a prusbol. Again, why did the prusbol have to be written on karka? Prusbol has to do with that the loan shouldn't die after Shemitah. So what does land have to do with it? What does land have to do with that? We did our prusbols. The prusbol said that the Bez is giving us land. So now I have the land that I carried the prusbol. That's what it says in the prusbol. What do you need land for? So Rashi says, because most people would never lend money if there's no land to back it up. So it's built into loans. That's what Rashi says. It's built into every loan. Who would lend money without land? That's Rashi. Tosva says, right. Tosva says, because with land, it's a similar idea. I can collect my loan. If there's land over there, right? I have land. I can collect it. The Rashi says similar, also similar, because if there's land, it's like already collected. Why? Because the Bezdin will go take the land away from him. Okay. Fine. Now, v'liknos imo nechasim she'en lehem achrayis, and also any amount of land is good enough to acquire that book. Now, v'iyamarta be'inan sivurim. If you're going to tell me that it has to be on the land, kol shehu l'may chazi, what can I acquire on a tiny piece of land? What am I acquiring? A book? A book doesn't fit. Because it's a Kenyan. So I'm acquiring this land. And by the way, the book in the library, that it's really mine. I left it in the coffee shop. That book is also going to belong to you. What's a Kenyan? So does it have to be on the land? That's the Gemara Suffolk. So we said that, no, any amount of land. So any amount, what am I putting on that land? What are you acquiring on that piece of land? The land is 1 inch big. What could you fit in 1 inch? You can't fit a book in 1 inch. So the Gemara says, Tirgum Rav Shmuel Barbisna Kaveh de Rav Yosef, Kikon Shadot Bamachat. A needle. You can put a needle on a tiny piece of land. So Amalei Rav Yosef, Kvaston. Kvaston means you're like bothering us. You're like a nudnik. Ich bal ton al hashmin an machat. The Bryce that goes out of its way to teach you one case, we normally don't have, or we do have it, but we normally don't try to have a Bryce teaching some weird, far-off, very unusual case. No, we don't. We have unusual cases to teach a principle that can be applied in other areas. We never have, or very rarely do we have, a case where it only is applicable in one case. What is that? Only a needle you can fit. What else can I fit? I can't fit a book.
A piece of land, you can have other.
What? So that, but there's no chiddush in that. There's no chiddush in that. So Amar Rav Ashi, Man Lemalon, who said Lo Tala Ba Marganisa Deshavi El Fizuzi? Why not? Once I have that needle there, I can stick a necklace there worth $1 million. Once I have the needle, so Eina Chinami, it is teaching me more than just a needle. Basically anything. Once I have a needle, I can put more things there. So Tosh, we haven't answered the question yet. No, okay. I don't know if that's the raya. The raya is right. Tashma. Now the next stories will make sense. Tashma. Amar Belazar. Ma'aseh b'Madoni Echad. There was a guy from the town of Madon. Rashi says it's a town in Sefer Yoshua. Anyway, Shaya b'Yerushalayim, who's in Yerushalayim. Shaya lo metaltalin harve. He had a lot of metaltalin. He had a lot of stuff. Ubikis litnam b'matana. And he wanted to give it all away. So Amrulo, they told him, Ain lo takana, you have no way to give this away. Ad yiknim al gabi karka, unless you give it away with karka. Why is there no other way? The Gemara will say in a few minutes. Ma asa, what did the guy do? Halach v'lokach beis sela. He went ahead and bought a beis sela, which the Gemara thinks he bought a piece of land the size of a coin. Samach liYerushalayim, right next to Yerushalayim. V'amar, and he said, Sefoni ze leploni, the north part of this piece of land I'm giving to Ploni. The emo, and with it, I'm giving mea tonu mea chavios, 100 sheep and 100 barrels. So what do you see? The metaltalin does not have to be on the land. And you know what? Umeis, and he died. The kimu es divarav. And the chachamim, they carried this out. They carried it out. The e amarta be'inim tiburim. And if you tell me that you need, it has to be on the land, beisel alamai chazi, how are you going to fit 100 sheep on a piece of land the size of a coin? The size of a nickel. How are you going to do that? It's impossible. So the Gemara says, "Mi savris beis sela sela mamish." No, you think it was the size of a nickel? No, my sela d'nafish tuva. It was a big piece of land. He took those 100 sheep and the 100 barrels and he put them on the land. Umat v'may karle sela. So why do you call it a beis sela? You know why? The kashi kisela, because it was hard like a rock. It was hard like coin. It was hard like metal. It wasn't a good area. It wasn't a good piece of land to cultivate. It was a rocky area. But what? You put the 100 sheep on there. So there's no raya that it has. There's no raya that it could be somewhere else. We don't have a raya that it could be somewhere else. Next, Toshma. Damar Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'aseh Adam Echad. There was a story with one guy. Shechala b'Yerushalayim Kerebi Eliezer. According to Eliezer, the guy got sick. The Amrile Bar Yahya Kirabanan. But the Rabbanan say the guy was not sick. So Rashi says that according to Rabbi Lazar, he doesn't hold of the din of a Shechiv Meira, doesn't have to write things down. So it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, Shaila Metaltalin Harbe, he had a lot of Metaltalin. Ubikesh Litne Bimatana. He wanted to give it all away as a gift. So Amrulo, they told him, Ein lo takana ad shikne magabe karka. You have no option. The only option you have is to buy land and give it through the land. Ma'asa, what did he do? Halach v'lakach beis rova samach liYerushalayim. He went ahead and bought a piece of land next to Yerushalayim. V'amar, and he said, Tefach al tefach leploni, a tefach al tefach I'm giving to Ploni, the imo, and with that, me'etona me'echavios. And with that, I'm giving you the 100 barrels of wine and the 100 sheep. And they can't fit 100 barrels of wine and 100 sheep on a tefach of land. Umeis, and he died. The chacham carried this through. Now, v'yamarta b'iran tiburim, and if you tell me that you need the stuff on the land, tefach al tefach l'may chazi, how can you fit a tefach? How can you fit all that on a tefach? So the Gemara says, no, you have the story wrong. Hachal ma'yaskina, you know what we're talking about? L'demei. We're talking about cash. He was going to give the cash equivalent of 100 sheep, and the cash equivalent of 100 barrels of wine. Cash? You can fit cash on a tefach. Right? You can fit coins on a tefach. You pile it up very high, 100%. We're talking about cash. So we don't have a raya whether whether you can acquire it if it has to be there on the land or not. Why? Because we're talking about the cash. Cash can fit on the land. Hachinami mistabra. That also makes sense that we're talking about cash. It's obvious we're talking about cash. Why? Mamish. If we're talking about 100 actual sheep and 100 actual barrels, so then nikninhu nehilena bechalipin. So why don't you just do chalipin? Here's my handkerchief, and I'm giving you the sheep. It's unbelievable kinyan. Why have to go through all this? You have to go buy the land. It must be we're talking about cash. And you know what? Cash, you cannot transfer cash with chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work to transfer cash. It doesn't work to transfer cash. It'll work to transfer an item. It can't work to transfer cash. So how am I getting the cash to you? How am I giving the cash to you as a matana? With chalipin? You can't do that. I can transfer a barrel of wine to you with chalipin. I'll give you the barrel of wine. You'll give me back a kerchief. That'll work. But I can't give you $100 olive oil. You're going to give back a kerchief. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't use chalipin for kesef. How am I giving you the kesef? I can't use chalipin. So the Gemara says, V'elamai l'dmei, so nikninhu ninehele b'mashicha. Why couldn't I use kinyan mashicha? Well, I could just take the kesef. So the Gemara says, Ela delese l'makabal matana. Hachanami delese l'makabal matana. The guy wasn't there. The guy wasn't there. I wanted to give Reuven $100. He wasn't around. So he couldn't acquire with chalipin because, first of all, chalipin doesn't work for kesef. Even if you want to tell me that Reuven will send a shliach, chalipin doesn't work for kesef. I couldn't give it to him with mashicha because he's not around. So the Gemara says, v'nizginu nehele agav acher. So do it with somebody else. Do it with somebody else. Get a friend and give the kesef to the friend on behalf of Reuven. Why don't you do that? So the Gemara says, lo samcha daite. We don't trust anybody else. Savar shamit v'achil. Lahu. He'll run away with the money. I don't want to trust anybody else. I'm giving him this huge amount of money. I don't want to give it to somebody. I don't trust the other guy. I only trust Reuven. Reuven's not here. So how am I getting the cash to Reuven? There's no way. The only way to do it is to buy land and then be kona him the land and b'derech agav, along with the land, I'll be kona him the cash. Chalipin, impossible. Giving it to somebody else with Mashicha, I don't trust anybody else.
So this is not a physical idea.
Oh. Elamai ain't no takana. So what do you mean you have no takana? Sure you do, you have a takana. Give it to the friend. You don't trust the friend? That's your problem. What do you mean ain't no takana? You have no other option. You have options. You don't trust anybody. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, exactly. Since you don't trust anybody, you have no options. Hachi kamar, lamai delo samcha daite, ain't no takana. Because I don't trust anybody, I have no options. Ad, shikneim agavi karka. The only option I had was to acquire it through the karka. Therefore, we have no raya. We don't have a raya yet. Whether or not, when you acquire something, agav, the metaltalin, agav the karka, can it be someplace else? So far, we see that it cannot. It's got to be right there. Even if it's a tiny land, you can put it, or you can fit it a needle. Once you have a needle there, you can put a necklace.
You don't need a receiver by the case of agav?
I'm sorry?
You don't need a receiver, you just have the same.
Right, you might not need a receiver. It's not really agav. This is, yeah, you might not need a receiver. Exactly. Right, especially if it's a matana, you don't have to even. I can be zoche without even you knowing about it, because it's zoche l'adam shalom b'fano. So you might not even need a receiver. Right. So we have no raya yet, whether or not this will work. In other words, whether or not if you're acquiring land and on the land you're acquiring with the land you're acquiring metaltalin, can the metaltalin be someplace else? Right. So far we have no raya. We have no answer for that question. It seems to me that you cannot do that. So far all the cases where you cannot do that. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow and we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Tomorrow?
Yeah. If he can't do it, Lord is telling us he can't do it.